Good morning, everyone. Today is the 16th of July, 2020, and I've entitled this video this morning, Not of Works, Lest Any Man Should Boast. I don't know about you, but I don't think there's any danger of me ever thinking that I can do anything good to merit God's favor. Because just about the time that would happen, I would mess up every time. How many times have you messed up? I've messed up more times than I've walked prudently. You know, I cannot rely upon any good works for my salvation, because I do so many ungood works. You say, well, what kind of attitude is that? You know, Larry, do you have the attitude, let us sin so that grace will abound? I don't proclaim that, but the fact is, grace is abounding, and I still sin. I still mess up. On a daily basis, I do something that is not in perfect accordance with the commandments of God. I don't perfectly love my neighbor as myself. I don't perfectly show the love of Christ. I don't perfectly exhibit Christian behavior sometimes. I don't like it, but it's the reality of the situation. That's why Christ came to this wicked earth. That's why he died on a cruel and rugged cross. Because we're sinners. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And these people that want you to know how they're progressing in their sanctification concern me. Not of works, lest any man should boast. We are his workmanship, created into Christ Jesus unto good works. You say, well, Larry, do you ever do any good works? If I do any good works, it's only because of the grace of God that's within me. I'll say that. Well, we've been working through this book, God Does Not Love Everyone, but he does love his elect from everlasting to everlasting. And today, we're going to see that Isaiah, the 65th chapter, even further reinforces this thought that it's all of God. It's all of God. We're going to be looking at the 65th and the 66th chapters of Isaiah today. And I know it's early, but as many of you know, I have arthritis in my hip. And I don't like to take aspirin. Sometimes I'll take white willow bark. If I get really in a lot of pain, I'll take an aspirin, and that'll at least give me some relief. But anyway, when I sleep on one side and then I get hurt and I switch to the other side, when I'm just awake and just laying there, it doesn't do any good just to lay there if I can't sleep. So that's why I get up early. None seeketh after God. Oh, that thou wouldest rend the heavens, that thou wouldst come down, that the mountains might flow down at thy presence. As when the melting fire burneth, the fire causeth the waters to boil, to make thy name known to thine adversaries, that the nations may tremble at thy presence. When thou didst terrible things, which we looked not for, thou camest down, the mountains flowed down at thy presence. For since the beginning of the world, men have not heard nor perceived by the ear, neither hath the eye seen, O God, beside thee, what he hath prepared for him that waited for him. Thou meetest him that rejoiceth and worketh righteousness. Those that remember thee in thy ways, behold, thou art wroth, for we have sinned, and those is continuance, and we shall be saved. But we are all as an unclean thing. And all our righteousness are as filthy rags. And we all do fade as a leaf, and our iniquities like the wind have taken us away. And there is none that calleth upon thy name that stirreth up himself to take hold of thee, but thou hast hid thy face from us, and hast consumed us because of our iniquities. But now, O Lord, thou art our Father. We are the clay, and thou art potter. And we all are the work of thy hand. Be not wroth, very sore, O Lord, neither remember iniquity forever. Behold, see, we beseech thee, we are all thy people. Thy holy cities are a wilderness. Zion is a wilderness. Jerusalem, a desolation, our holy and our beautiful house where our fathers praised thee is burned up with fire, and all our pleasant things are laid waste. Wilt thou refrain thyself for these things, O Lord? Wilt thou hold thy peace and afflict us very sore? Well, Isaiah paints a pretty good picture of our condition apart from grace. We're all as unclean. All our righteousness are as filthy rags. There is none that calleth upon thy name or stirreth himself up. We're the clay and thou art the potter. Well, that was reading from Isaiah 64, 1 through 12. And he continues on. And, you know, Isaiah paints a picture that sometimes we don't want to except, he goes on in 65 and he says, I'm sought of them that ask not for me. I am found of them that sought me not. If you ever seek the Lord, it'll be because the Holy Spirit has placed that in your heart to seek him. I am sought of them that ask not for me. I am found of them that sought me not. I said, behold me unto a nation that was not called by my name. I have spread out my hands all the day unto a rebellious people which walketh in a way that was not good after their own thoughts. I had an experience yesterday. I won't go into all the details, but it was with a couple of young men that had stinking attitudes. And I was in a place and I had purchased a piece of furniture. And they were going to help me load it in my van. And I just merely instructed them how would be the easiest to load it, because I've loaded that same piece kind of furniture in that van numerous times. And you could tell they were not interested in listening to anything I had to say. And they really didn't even act like they wanted to help me. You know, many young people today have an attitude to toward older people that is absolutely atrocious. They don't know how to respect their elders. They don't know how to converse with their elders. I could tell that these two gentlemen absolutely abhorred me. They hated me. I don't know if they were projecting out their hate because of some bad experiences they had with adults in their life. And the vile things that came out of their mouth was unbelievable. Well, it reminds me of this scripture. It says, "There's none that calleth on thy name that stirreth himself up to take hold of thee." You know, these people out there in the community oftentimes have this attitude. They don't want to work. They're slothful. They don't want to expend any energy. But I'm sure at the end of the day, at the end of the week, when they get paid, their hands out waiting for that money, even though they didn't earn it. Well, he says, "I am sought of them that asked not for me. I am found of them that sought me not. I said, behold me unto a nation that was not called by my name. I have spread out my hands all the day unto a rebellious people which walketh in a way that was not good, after their own thoughts. People that provoketh me to anger continually to my face, that sacrificeth in gardens and burneth incense upon altars of brick, which remain among the graves and lodge in the mountains, which eat swine's flesh and broth of abominable things is in their vessels." I wonder how many drugs these two gentlemen were doing. You know? "Which say, stand by thyself. Come not near me, for I'm holier than thou." You know? They had the attitude, "Oh, why? You think we have to listen to this old codger?" You know? "These are smoke in my nose, a fire that burneth all the day. Behold, it is written before me. I will not keep silence, but will recompense, even recompense unto their bosom. Your iniquities and the iniquities of your fathers together, saith the Lord, which have burned incense upon the mountains and blasphemed me upon the hills. Therefore will I measure their former work into their bosom. Thus saith the Lord, as the new wine is found in the cluster, and one saith, destroy it not, for blessing is in it, so will I do for my servant's sake, that I may not destroy them all. And I will bring forth a seed out of Jacob and out of Judah, an inheritor of my mountains, and my elect shall inherit it, and my servants shall dwell there, and Sharon shall be a fold of flocks, and the valley of Achor a place for the herds to lie down, and for my people that have sought me. But ye are they that forsake the Lord, that forget," excuse me for a second, "forget my holy mountains, that prepare a troop for that, prepare a table for that troop, and that furnish the drink offerings unto that number. Therefore will I number you to the sword, and ye shall all bow down to the slaughter, because when I called, you did not answer. When I spake, you did not hear, but did evil before mine eyes, and did choose that wherein I delighted not." How many times have we done that? How many times have we done it? I know I have. I've gotten in the flesh many times. You know, like Walt says, I'm a little rough around the edges. A little bit more than a little rough. We're all rough. Sometimes I let these young people know the way I felt. I let them know, but maybe I shouldn't. But you know, sometimes you, it's like my dad used to say, I just about got my belly full. Just about got my belly full. Therefore, thus saith the Lord God, behold, my servant shall eat, but ye shall be hungry. Behold, my servant shall drink, but ye shall be thirsty. Behold, my servant shall rejoice, but ye shall be ashamed. Behold, my servant shall sing for joy of heart, but ye shall cry for sorrow of heart, and shall howl for vexation of spirit. And ye shall leave your name for a curse unto my chosen, for the Lord God shall slay thee, and call his servants by another name, that he who blesseth himself in the earth shall bless himself in the God of truth. And he that sweareth in the earth shall swear by the God of truth, because the former troubles are forgotten, and because they are hid from mine eyes. You know, right now we're going through some very, very strange times. Strangest times I've ever lived in my 60, going on 66 years. Well, I guess I'm actually going on 67. I don't want to admit it. I'm 66 now. But sometimes we don't want to recognize the realities of what's going on in our world. Sometimes I just want to listen. I just want to turn on my computer and travel to another country far, far away. But what's so strange is when I turn on to go to another country, it doesn't matter where it is. It doesn't matter where it is. Switzerland, Ireland, Italy, France, Spain, Russia, everybody's wearing a mask. This is a concerted effort to bring humankind under control and dictate to them what they do. They can get everybody to wear a mask, they can pretty much get you to do anything, can't they? And they politicize the mask. Well, God says, I create Jerusalem and rejoicing, and her people a joy, and I will rejoice in Jerusalem and joy in my people. The voice of weeping shall be no more heard in her, nor the voice of crying. There shall be no more thence an infant of days, nor an old man that hath not filled his days. For the child shall die 100 years old, but the sinner being 100 years old shall be accursed, and they shall build houses and inhabit them. They shall plant vineyards and eat the fruit of them. They shall not build and another inhabit. They shall not plant and another eat. For as the days of a tree are the days of my plague, and mine elect shall long enjoy the work of their hands. God can give us peace in the midst of whatever is going on in our world. They shall not labor in vain, nor bring forth for trouble, for they are the seed of the blessed of the Lord, and their offspring with them. And it shall come to pass that before they call, I will answer, and while they are yet speaking, will I hear. The good Lord's listening to this devotional this morning. He's seeing how we as God's elect are being treated. They're trying to segregate Christians from all the rest, true Christians from all the rest of the world through this mask. And it shall come to pass that before they call, I will answer, and while they are yet speaking, I will hear. The wolf and the lamb shall feed together, and the lion shall eat straw like the bullock, and the dust shall be the serpent's meat. They shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain, saith the Lord. Isaiah 65:1-25. Thus saith the Lord, the heaven is my throne, and the earth is my footstool. Where is the house that ye build unto me? What about all those churches out there right now? so-called, the mega churches. They're merely corporations with CEOs, 501c3s, that have taken money in the stimulus package. 17,000 churches in the United States, parishes, and the Catholic Church has received $300 billion in stimulus money. Heaven is my throne and the earth is my footstool. Where is the house that ye build unto me? And where is the place of rest where all those things have made my hands made? And all those things have been, saith the Lord. But to this man will I look, even to him that is poor and of a contrite spirit, and trembleth at my word. You know, we can see God's word being fulfilled right before our eyes. We should have an awesome fear and respect for God. He that killeth an ox is as if he slew a man. He that sacrificeth a lamb as if he cut off a dog's neck. He that offereth an oblation as if he had offered swine's blood. He that burneth incense as if he blessed an idol. They have chosen their own ways, and their soul delighted in their abominations. Do you know that the Roman Catholic Church owns a house right behind Epstein's house in New York City? And whenever the Pope comes to the United States, Pope Francis stays in his house that's right behind Epstein's house. Don't you find that odd? I wonder if there's a tunnel underneath the house, to Epstein's house. That's not very good public relations for Vatican, is it? They have chosen their own ways. Their soul delighteth in their abominations. The Roman Catholic Church is full of idolatry, child sacrifice, sexual abuse, homosexuality, all kind of manner of abominations. I also will choose their delusions and will bring their fears upon them, because when I called, none did answer. When I spake, they did not hear, but they did evil before mine eyes and chose that in which I delighted not. Hear the word of the Lord, ye that tremble at his word. Your brethren that hated you, that cast you out for my name's sake. Have you ever been cast out because you told the truth? Have you ever been defellowshipped because you told the truth? I know I have, on numerous occasions. I had one fella, I was trying to make a point about how that he was leaning towards Zionist teachings, and he was a pastor, been a pastor for like 39 years at this one church, and they were having an after lunch, and he goes, I want to sit down and talk to you. I want to look into your eyes. What was he doing? He was trying to put himself on a higher level than me. You know what I told him? Well, I want to look into your eyes too. I want to look into your, oh, that God. He had, most people had not tried to hold him accountable. He wanted to hold everybody else accountable. Your brethren that hated you, that cast you out for my name's sake, said, let the Lord be glorified, but he shall appear to your joy, and they shall be ashamed. A voice of noise from the city, a voice from the temple, a voice of the Lord that rendered recompense to his enemies. Before she travailed, she brought forth. Before her pain came, she was delivered of a man-child. Who hath heard such a thing? Who hath seen such things? Shall the earth be made to bring forth in one day, or shall a nation be born at once? For as soon as Zion travailed, she brought forth her children. Shall I bring to the birth and not cause to bring forth, saith the Lord? Shall I cause to bring forth and shut the womb, saith thy God? Rejoice, ye with Jerusalem, and be glad with her, all ye that love her. Rejoice for joy with her, all ye that mourn for her, that ye may suck and be satisfied with the breasts of her consolations, that ye may milk out and be delighted with the abundance of her glory. For thus saith the Lord, behold, I will extend peace to her like a river, and the glory of the Gentiles like a flowing stream. Then shall ye suck, ye shall be born upon her sides, and be dandled upon her knees. As one whom his mother comforteth, so will I comfort you, and ye shall be comforted in Jerusalem. And when ye see this, your heart shall rejoice, and your bones shall flourish like an herb, and the hand of the Lord shall be known toward his servants, and his indignation toward his enemies. See the contrast again, don't we? For behold, the Lord will come with fire, and with his chariots like a whirlwind, to render his anger with fury, and his rebuke with flames of fire. For by fire and by his sword will the Lord plead with all flesh, and the slain of the Lord shall be many. And they that sanctify themselves and purify themselves in the gardens behind one tree in the midst, eating swine's flesh and abomination and the mouth, shall be consumed together, saith the Lord. For I know their works and their thoughts. It shall come that I will gather all nations and tongues, and they shall come and see my glory. And I will set my sign among them, and I will send those that escape of them unto the nations, to Tarshish, Pul, and Lud, that draw the bow to Tubal and Javan, to the isles after afar off, that have not heard my fame, neither have seen my glory, and they shall declare my glory among the Gentiles. And they shall bring all your brethren for an offering unto the Lord out of the nations, upon horses and in chariots and in litters and upon mules and upon swift beasts, to my holy mountain Jerusalem, saith the Lord. As the children of Israel bring an offering in a clean vessel unto the house of the Lord, and I will also take of them for priests and for Levites, saith the Lord. For as the new heaven and the new earth, which I will make, shall remain before me, saith the Lord, so shall your seed and your name remain. And it shall come to pass that from one moon to another, and from one Sabbath to another, shall all flesh come to worship before me, saith the Lord, and they shall go forth and look upon the carcasses of the men that have transgressed against me. For their worm shall not die, neither shall their fire be quenched, and they shall be an abhorring unto all flesh. Isaiah 66, 1-24. Well, we've worked through the book of Isaiah and have seen the prophet emphasizing over and over and over again that God is God and there's none beside him. And he definitely works all things after the counsel of his own will, and not after the will of man. Well, tomorrow we'll be ready to go into chapter 14 of this book. God does not love everyone, but that he does love his elect from everlasting to everlasting. It's not of works of man. It's not of him that willeth, nor of him that runneth, but God that showeth mercy. And our reliance must be solely upon his grace and his mercy. Let us never forget that. When we falter and fail, he causes us to flee to him. He is our mediator. You know, I want to conclude this with, Christ is the fountain of all good. Yes, there is a fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's veins. This fountain is an endless supply, and with God's elect forever remains. This everlasting water we drink of each day to replenish our souls along the pilgrim way. Christ, the fountain of all good, forever doth provide a shelter from the storm, and in the cleft of this rock we hide. Our thirst he will always quench when we are oh so dry. With this everlasting stream of water he always does supply. May the good Lord go with you today in a special way, is my prayer. God bless.